Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Let's welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics. Brad Stevens is with us. Hey, Coach.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. You?
Good.
All right.
Thanks.
Let's talk about the other day. I know you had the loss to Orlando. I got to be honest. I was expecting you to be more mad post-game. I thought you were not as mad as you could have been.
Well, I don't think it's any secret. We haven't played great for the last, including preseason. Really have had moments in certain games, but not a lot. And actually saw a lot of progress on the offensive end of the floor despite making shots and despite not getting to our spots as quickly as we'd like to. So I think that if we can build off that, if we can get to our spots a little bit quicker, if we can play up the court a little bit more, and then I think that we'll be better. But, you know, so far, it has been certainly not a smooth start to the season by any means. And, you know, it's a great challenge coming up because our next few weeks are just loaded mostly on the road.
Yeah, Coach, I'm going to go back to, you know, even some of the stuff carrying over from preseason where you talked about your depth, your bench, and how important that is, you know, when things aren't going right with the starters. A guy like Baines gets nicked up. How's he with the hamstring right now?
He's getting a lot better, thankfully. I was really worried about that when that happened. Obviously, anytime guys have that muscular injury and the hamstring especially, these games come so fast. You're asked to move in so many different directions in a basketball game on a dime and randomly that I think that, you know, those are scary injuries. But it sounds like he's getting better. It won't be long term. I don't know if we'll have him back this week. You know, and obviously the sooner we can have him back, the better, especially when you consider that, you know, we've got Steven Adams tomorrow night and then Drummond Griffin two games in a row, and they're really rolling on Saturday, Tuesday.
Hey, Brad, Dan Shaughnessy here. I apologize in advance. I've been consumed with the baseball, so I haven't seen you guys as much as I'd like. But I would
not apologize for that, Dan.
I heard one of your sound bites after that, the last game, and I think you said, if I'm correct in remembering, was we're not as good as everybody thinks we are. Was it something to that effect?
I think that's right. Yeah. And obviously, you know, I think that's shown itself over the last month. Doesn't mean we can't get better and doesn't mean we can't get really good. But we've got to show better growth than we have thus far. And, you know, I think that's, you know, first and foremost has got to start with just getting a little bit better at doing our jobs on both ends of the floor, and for me, putting guys in position to do what they do best. And this is, you know, as guys come back from injury, as we reintegrate a few guys, it has not been, you know, completely smooth, but I think that's usually would be the case. But that said, I think we can play a lot better than we have.
And I know you can't control these things, but it's the world we live in. As the coach, would you rather there not be so much, oh, they're in the finals and all these expectations? Is that a hard thing to work against with your athletes, to tell them not to get caught up in that?
You know, I don't think so. I think that you'd much rather go into the season with the idea that you've got a chance of having a really good team. And, you know, hey, yeah, I think the longer that you're in it, you just realize how hard it is to win a single game. And every game has to be played at a great level. And, you know, you even go back to last year, and we ended up getting the number one seed, or the number two seed, excuse me, and we won so many close games in the regular season. And, you know, it wasn't always close games against the four or five best teams in the league. And that's the margin. Like, if you want to be great, you're going to have to play really well. And when you don't play really well, guard well enough to make a few shots at the end to win. That was kind of the case the other night, where our defense has been pretty consistent. That's the one thing that I'm encouraged about, you know, through four games, especially the way the rest of the league is scoring. When you look at the scoring at, you know, on the stat sheets every night.
Coach, I want to talk about Bob Cousy real quick. And you being head coach of the Celtics, you have the ability to tap into these resources of these legends that sort of come around, guys like Bill Russell. But Cousy sent you a letter each and every year and came and talked to you. Touch on that real quick and what it meant to you.
You know, I can't tell you guys, you know, what that means. Obviously, Bob is into his 90s, and he has written me a letter after season and just been always super kind to me and, came and spoke to our guys. The new book that was written by Gary Pomerantz called The Last Pass is really terrific. And, you know, very rarely am I the guy with a lot of ADD that I get all the way through a whole book. And, boy, I could not put the thing down, because talked a lot about the history of the Celtics, talked a lot about Cousy, talked a lot about Russell, and talked a lot about Cousy at 90 reflecting on his legacy as a teammate. And, you know, here's a guy that won 6-7 championships before he retired. The team that he retired from went on to win, you know, 4 or 5 more. And yet still here he is being so introspective about how much being a teammate matters. And I think that those things are really important. But, you know, I'm at first and foremost at my core a basketball kid. And, you know, to have Bob Cousy, Satch Sanders, Tommy Heinsohn, Bill Russell, you know, John Havlicek at practices or games is just a joke. I mean, you pinch yourself for sure.
Yeah, it's nice having all that royalty around. Red always liked having the family and guys coming back, and they, to this day, continue to do it. I'm curious, if my memory serves, you came down to spring training, Brad, during the All-Star break. Was that last year?
Yes. And it was funny. My son and I were watching the game last night, and, you know, one of the announcers said something about it all started in spring training. And my son was like, I was there. He was pumped up. He thought that he was, he just kind of looked everybody in the eyes and said, go win it. And boy, they haven't stopped. They've been incredible all year, but what a fun journey they've been on. And it was fun to be there on the first day. And then I've been at a few games since, and game one, the only one they lost to the ALCS I was at. And I thought for now, maybe I'll just stay away and, focus on our own team, and hopefully they just keep rolling.
How did that come to happen that you were in Fort Myers?
We were on an All-Star break,
right.
And my mom lives in Bonita, and so we were down there for a few days to visit my mom. And so it happens that the first day of practice was the last day we were there, and so I was fortunate enough to go over there. And you know, we were really struggling at that time.
Yep.
You know, we had lost like 4 out of 5. We weren't playing well. And as I told anybody that I ran into there, I just wanted that feeling of the first day of the season again.
Yeah.
And I thought that it was really cool to be a part of. And I think the thing that stands out about this Sox team is they never look like they've lost it. Like, their joy, Mookie Betts and his smile when he got on base to start the game yesterday, their joy in the clubhouse. You know, I think Alex has done an incredible job, clearly. Like, they just look like they believe they're going to have fun, and, you know, to hell with everything else. They're going after it, and I love that attitude. And it's pretty clear. You know, I hope they can get 3 more and one at a time, one pitch at a time, but certainly been a blast to watch as a fan.
You know, right now, Alex Cora is being called Midas by many. You know, everything he touches turns to gold. He's on this incredible hot streak. Can you relate to that? Have you ever gone through a streak like he's going through now, where you just feel like every decision you're making is paying off and it's working? And
yeah, last year.
You want that to never end. You want that to continue on forever.
Here's the difference. Knock on wood, I hope that he makes it all the way through. We all felt like when you can – here's when I think you feel best as a coach or a manager is when you're just coaching the sport you're playing. Like, you're making decisions just purely based on the sport because everything else has been put aside for the good of the team by everybody in the building. And, you know, I thought that the Brock Holt decision last week, when Brock goes for the cycle, or against the Yankees, goes for the cycle, the next day gets benched and is in the dugout smiling, laughing, and cheering. Like, that shows that they are all on one page. And all the pitching, you know, everybody talks about the relievers and everything else. Like, all the pitching moves and all the, you know, Nunez batting last night. And that only happens if guys are all just bought in for the good of it. And, you know, Alex has done a great job fostering that with his coaching staff, and the guys have done a great job fostering that as an organization. And now you can just see it. You can see it in their eyes that there's a great deal of belief and a great deal of, you know, team is the most important thing.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time as always. We'll catch you again next week.
Have a great day, guys.
See you, Coach.
All right, Brad Stevens joining us here on Zolak and Bertrand.